everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. I've got a good show, but once again, this is an advanced podcast. This is not something for everybody. This is a podcast for people who want to wake up a second time. You see all the corruption, you see all the various things happening. Let's put the pieces together. It is an imperialistic war against the United States of America. So the Western world, once the USA is defeated, can be completely destroyed. It's not something that, you know, is easy to describe. Even after listening to my shows, if this is the first show you're listening to, you're gonna probably be lost. So go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca, and put your kind of mind to good use, and you can kind of understand everything that's happening. Now, in this show, I really want to go back to Ukraine, and I really want to talk about kind of what Ukraine really is. As I've explained to you for a number of years, what really is happening is a fake Soviet Union agenda, which means the Iron Curtain is still operating, you just can't see it. The Western world, who thinks they won this war back in 1989, hey, we won. We all turned our back, and we saw that Russia kind of made some moves, and they're not quite communist yet. All this is a lie. This is a war game on us to deceive us. Russia is still run by a KGB operative. This person, Vladimir, has been in charge for a number of years. Orban second in command basically since the Iron Curtain collapse. And what's really interesting is if you go to all these ex-Soviet countries, all these oligarchs are actually involved in this giant scheme. Now, when this war broke out with Zelensky and obviously Putin, and everyone is expecting, oh my goodness, we're going to have a deal right now with Putin and Trump working together, and this is going to bring peace. And I was like, hold that for a second. I've always said from the beginnings that Zelensky and these oligarchs in Ukraine are working for Vladimir Putin, and it's a giant front. The whole purpose of this, if you think about it, if you understand George Soros and what he did in the Iron Curtain collapse, and his money that was invested in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia to set up these revolutions to collapse the Soviet Union, only for us to buy it, and then all of a sudden George Soros and his money goes, well, wait a second, I'm going to start poisoning the USA with communist propaganda and all this funding of Black Lives Matter and all these Palestinian movements and everything that's anti-Western world. It all makes sense to you. The oligarchs and everything happening in Ukraine and Soros money in Ukraine is really, they've been setting up this war game in Ukraine 10 years before this war was supposed to break out. And it's going to be really complicated and really hard to understand this all. But Ukraine is essentially a front working for the globalist George Soros and Vladimir Putin and the Russians. Now, Vladimir Putin is not sitting here saying this is all about Mother Russia and this is about Russia controlling the whole world. It's not. Putin has kind of engaged Russia in this war. And this is about really having a power structure changing war where the socialist movement or communism takes control of the entire world and raises their world government. Quite frankly, I've always said to you that Vladimir Putin is a complete psychopath. KGB trained, he can lie straight to your face and tell you something and you'd believe it. This is his entire purpose. And he's really about sacrificing Mother Russia in this war to expand, obviously, world communism, to expand global government, to expand control. And people need to understand that our government, all these politicians who are working for George Soros and receiving money, even if they don't know because they're ideologues, they're receiving money because they have communist ideals. They all believe in something. And these people are directly working for the Russians to pass on communism to the United States of America and obviously Canada. Now, when it comes to Zelensky and the Ukrainians, if you watch the money flow, I talked about his buddy Kolomensky, I talked about Privet Bank, and obviously the government of United Kingdom passed on it. They had a court case where he was found guilty, Kolomensky. He was ordered to pay $1.9 billion in fines. And all this really relates to, and I've explained it many times before, this money from USAID or USAID or USAID comes into the nation. And this money is laundered. It goes into basically a Privet Bank. Privet Bank is their national bank there. Now, Privet Bank has very... they have offshore bank accounts in, obviously, Latvia. They have offshore bank accounts in Cyprus. And as you know, if you do any research on Cyprus, you would understand that a banking system is dominantly Russian-controlled. This money goes into Privet Bank in Ukraine and then gets transferred over to Cyprus and then goes into other banks, one being Privet Bank in Latvia, and all these shell corporations that are all set up. Russians are putting money in here. It's all a giant money laundering scheme of the U.S. funds to, number one, bankrupt it, and to, number two, enrich a very close group of people who know that this entire system is supposed to collapse. Zelensky is this paid actor, and his purpose is to bring the USA to a power structure changing war. Russia and Vladimir Putin are controlled, and they're both orchestrating this war out, hoping that this war is going to spread from a giant proxy war to a full-fledged war where the Western world will take the big hit. Now, all this is... this judgment against Kolomeski, I think, is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of people really understand the money laundering that is coming from, obviously, the European Union, the Vatican, obviously coming from Russia, coming from Ukraine, how this money is being stolen from us. And the corruption that people are kind of waking up to right now in the Western world is really a drop in the bucket. And something that I've been talking about on this podcast for so many years, leading people to the idea that basically everything we have in front of us is fake. It's all a war game, ladies and gentlemen, to drag us into war and to destroy us so they can ransack, control the world, and do whatever they want to us. And that's a lot. And that's why you need to go to theawakener.ca, because, you know, you can listen to this podcast 5, 10, 15 times, and it might not totally sink in. And that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Look around you. If you follow this podcast for a long period of time, you can see it already. People are starting to talk about corruption and things that I've been talking about in this podcast 6, 7 years ago. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Go to theawakener.ca. That's all for now.